Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with Mike Draper, Jesse Wadhams, and Paul Maradkan. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're doing an all-pundit program today, and we have a great lineup. Paul Maradkan is here with the Senior Vice President of Government Relations for the Vegas Chamber. Jesse Wadhams is a partner with Black & Labello, attorneys at law. Mike Draper is with Argentum Partners. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Paul, let me start with you. The NFR going to Texas this year, was that a surprise or was that pretty much known that that was coming?
Well, I mean, obviously there have been conversations going on with Las Vegas events about possible scenarios that it may shift from Las Vegas. So I think that was in part of the ongoing conversations. And obviously Las Vegas events and their team over there is adjusting to what they need to do and hopefully bring it back in 2021.
Because that's a huge event for, 10 nights in Las Vegas. Not only is it a big event at Thomas & Mack, but it also just spreads throughout. Even if a casino is not sending their guests to the event, they're putting on their own events in the properties.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge event. It's has sold out every single year in Las Vegas. There's also the auxiliary events like Cowboy Christmas. You know, that's a 440,000 square foot trade show event. That's a massive undertaking on its own. So it is a huge economic draw for the city, especially in December. So it is definitely one of those signature events that Las Vegas welcomes every single year to our community. So it is absolutely a major economic engine for us, for sure.
One of the things that I was excited to see was right across from your offices is World Market Center, and that they actually had not the 40,000 people they would normally have, but 8,000 people for a convention. Do you have any reports on how that went?
My understanding, it went well. They were obviously, I'm not exactly sure what the final number was, but I know there was, the feedback I heard back was that they was very well organized. There was pre-registration. There was extensive safety measures taken in place. So my understanding overall, it did go well to what we were able to hear back and stuff. So.
Well, good news there. Jesse, you know, how do you think the reports like that are going to affect the governor and the governor's committee in terms of the ability to open up conventions? Because what I'm hearing from the gaming industry in Las Vegas is that weekends are okay, the weekdays are still terrible. And that weekday business is the convention business.
Well, I think the interesting thing, you've got to, that governor's commission is really got a, they're trying to balance a lot of interests when you get right down to it, right? They've got to balance the economy, they've got to balance health. We've got to also find that balance where people want to travel again. I mean, Vegas is very much a fly-in city, and you've got to get those people in for the longer periods of time, those conventions. I think, you know, starting at an 8,000 person event, and hopefully it works very safely, and we see that, I think, again, if we can start adding things back in safely, maybe the governor's, the LEAP committee and the governor's committee will continue to sort of loosen restrictions and allow a little bit more movement. But I think we also have to get people wanting to travel again. And so I think that's going to be a big issue.
Well, and the big question is going to be, you know, we're doing our Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington next week trip. And I was looking, I already booked my flights, but I was looking at other potential flights because the flight that's leaving Reno is like 4:45 in the morning. And so I was looking at Southwest. Southwest is not flying to Reagan. Southwest is not flying to Dulles. Southwest is only flying to Baltimore at this point in time. I was talking to somebody else who travels between Southern California and Northern Nevada, and the number of flights to do that are so limited at this point in time. So not only do we have to get the confidence back of the public to travel, but the airlines to actually lay in the flights.
Yeah, I think we're starting to see that a little bit, Sam. You know, I split my time, as you know, between Vegas and Reno, and certainly the flights in the last month from Vegas to Reno, just for example, have been full, albeit middle seats empty, but have been full. And gradually, you see the airports look busier and busier. So I think we're starting to see some consumer confidence coming back, or people just, quite frankly, want to travel bad enough that they're willing to take chances that come with that. But I do think that we're going to see that continue to increase quite a bit, especially as destinations get back to a position where you want to be there. As Vegas has more and more things that people want to do, I think we'll see people that want to be there bad enough that they'll go through all the measures that it takes to fly, and the airlines will accommodate that.
Paul, you know, the whole lockdown was initiated because we wanted to flatten the curve. It wasn't about curing the virus or people not catching the virus. It was to slow things down so that the hospitals weren't overwhelmed. At this point in time, according to the dean of the medical school here at UNR, he said, watch the, you know, the hospital occupation rates. And those numbers are down. And so, you know, what are you hearing from your, because I know that one, you have large businesses that are members of the chamber, but a lot of small businesses. What are you hearing from them in terms of what they hope the governor and the governor's committee will start to change to be able to open things up? Because the curve at this point has been flattened perhaps as much as it can be.
Well, I think that's a great question. I think for our membership right now, we're trying to ensure that it was originally an education campaign about how they could follow those state directives and LEAP recommendations, of course. And right now they're adjusting to how to do business with those directives. And some have done well, some are still trying to pivot and understand how they can be profitable and bring employees back. But I think the chamber's focus has been the last, now what, 6 months into this, is to make sure that we're doing our part in helping keep those infection rates down as much as possible, working with our hospital members on PR campaigns, with the LEAP committee, of course, the governor's office. So the chamber's role has been about education, but also letting them know about different resources that are available to them, either through local grants, the commercial assistance program from the treasurer's office and GoEd, or even federal programs, trying to make sure that they have that cash flow and capital investment they need right now during these challenging times.
You know, Jesse, reading Facebook is fascinating because once you take away all the nonsense that's on there and you start reading real issues from people, one of the things that comes up constantly is trying to understand the balance between the rules and regulations coming out of the governor's office and out of the committee. For example, with slot machines in bar tops, not allowed. Gaming Control Board says not allowed. But you can put a freestanding machine right in front of the bar and have them there. Now, I understand the concept was we don't want to have people congregating around the bar, but if the bar isn't open, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to a lot of people to not be able to use that machine.
I think you've hit on a couple of it. You know, the idea that we need a little bit more clarity, and unfortunately, the world doesn't work in just the extremes, right? It's never just a yes or no answer, but I, you know, it does strike me that some of these things where, okay, we can be in this room with 50% occupancy, but we in a different type of room, it's 50 people only. It's countertops at the bars versus stand-up machines. It would be nice to see a little bit more clarity around how these things work. I mean, I think, again, I'm not trying to second guess anyone, but I think a little bit more clarity, a little bit more of, if we've done something in this space, how does it translate to this other space? And so I think trying to balance the idea of each individual business and creating an individually tailored response across different industries, I think, is difficult, and that's creating those tricky situations that lend to sort of awkward what ifs, right?
Mike, you know, it was interesting to have Pat Mulroy on the program the other day, obviously the water expert of the state of Nevada, but also a board member of Wynn Resorts. And she was talking about Macau and how in Macau, Wynn is practicing opening and closing as fast as possible because of climate change, in her words. She says that pandemics are going to be a way of life for us. And so while we're struggling with, you know, where do we put the slot machines, they're practicing for potential, you know, future shutdowns, but fast reopenings. What are you hearing about that in Nevada?
Well, I think one of the hard parts about this is not only are we facing a pandemic and something that we haven't seen in our lifetime, but we're also doing it in a hyper-partisan environment. And a hyper-partisan environment is not an environment where you can go and start to learn lessons, where we collectively and cooperatively will come together and say, here's the lessons that we need to take from this, and here's how we don't have some of these things happen again. And that's really, I think, going to hinder us from being able to sit down and look back and figure out how we can be better prepared for events like this. I do think that, you know, it's become common knowledge that we'll probably face more of these types of events going forward, and it's critical that we learn from them. But how much we learn is really, I think, dictated by how much we want to work across aisles and across parties and across communities to develop the lessons and be prepared for the future. So I think that's really going to hinder us. I'm hopeful, but I'm not entirely certain that we're going to learn all the lessons that we should from this.
Paul, how optimistic are you that come January 15th, that working across the aisle will be more commonplace than it is right now?
Well, I think most Americans want to see that. I think folks want to see bipartisan solutions coming out of Washington, D.C., and of course, out of Carson City. I think most Americans want to see collaboration to move the country forward. So I'm always optimistic at the beginning of the year, so hopefully that'll be the case.
All right, let's take a break. Back with our All Pundit Show after this timeout.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit program going here with a great lineup. Paul Murad Khan is here, Senior Vice President of Government Relations for the Vegas Chamber. Jesse Wadhams, partner with Black and Wadhams. I want to get that correct now. And Mike Draper with Argentum Partners. There was an editorial, Mike, in the Las Vegas Review-Journal that said, just continuing what we were talking about before the break, the state must share data behind virus decisions. And it seems to me that that would really calm down a lot of people in the business community.
Sam, as you know, my background's in public relations and crisis communications. And I think that communication is so critical during crisis times. I mean, it's critical for any relationship and any kind of position of leadership, but so much more critical during a crisis. And if there was anything that I think that I've heard from our clients and from the communities is more communication. And I think that would entail data. It would entail, this is something that we're all going through collaboratively, that we're all going through at the same time, that none of us have gone through before in our lifetime. So I think that by working and making it feel like we're going through it together, where we have the same data, we know how decisions are being made, things like that, I think a lot of businesses would at least be more sympathetic to the decisions that are made, or certainly adhere to some of the decisions that are made. So I absolutely think that, you know, looking back, I think that's hopefully a lesson that we learn from this is, all across the country and certainly in our state is that more communication, consistent communication, and that we go through this together as opposed to someone through going through it in different fragments.
Jesse, it just seems to me that the media, and I'm sorry media, but you know, it's like they keep a scorecard and it's of all the negative news and none of the positive news. And in fact, you know, even if you have 30% trouble in your economy, that means you have 70% that's doing just fine. That word just isn't getting out there.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, there are a lot of things that are great news. I mean, while there has been a bit of a setback on one of the vaccines, we are moving towards vaccines. There's recoveries. The way we are treating this disease is much more advanced than it was just 6 months ago. I mean, I think there are great stories about resiliency and how we're moving forward well. And again, I think Mike kind of said it, a little bit more collaboration, a little bit more investment in these ideas of how we can work together to move the economy forward, to move our health outcomes all together. All of these things would work well. And I mean, hopefully the lesson of this pandemic is we don't do it the same way the next time, because I think I think we were just trying to adjust and maybe reacted in too quickly in some ways. And so I think.
But that's what government does, isn't it?
Well, and I think that's right. But I'm not trying to second guess the decisions, but I think focusing in on what we're doing right, here's what's having an effect, here's what's moving the needle, all of those things would, I think, help invest people into where we're going.
And on that theme, Paul, Mary Beth Seawald, your boss, put out a piece just a couple of days ago talking about the number of small businesses that are opening up in this economy. Can you share a little bit more about that with us?
Sure. No, absolutely. I mean, in any situation, you're going to see innovation and entrepreneurship emerge. And we've seen that quite a bit in Southern Nevada and, of course, up in Northern Nevada. Also, you see businesses pivoting and producing PPE. You're seeing more manufacturing occurring. You're seeing a lot more development with medical diagnostics, testing, and those type of facilities and apps than in terms of healthcare related. So we're seeing a growth, I think, in Southern Nevada, at least on the healthcare side, which benefits the entire community. It's a good tie into the UNLV medical school and to our local healthcare system. So we definitely see some entrepreneurship arising in the current situation.
And one of the things that I really hope is, you know, on a federal level, but if not, at least on a state level, is the continuation of telemedicine, because that is, man, that is such a time saver, if nothing else. Do you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing in the last 6 months how technology has helped us facilitate more just with telemed, with connecting with folks through Zoom and other platforms. I mean, there has been some components that have been beneficial to the business community with like remote access for folks to work from home, So, I mean, I hope some of those trends will continue, of course, but telemed has definitely been a huge movement in the last 6 months, to your point. It has allowed more people, hopefully, to connect to their doctors in a more timely fashion, instead of sitting in a doctor's office probably, you know, for a couple hours trying to get in, streamline the approach.
Yeah, my normal appointment would take about three and a half hours between setting up the appointment and then leaving, getting the cell phone call, going back, sitting for another hour or two in the doctor's office. This time, 15 minutes done. And I was sitting at a cafe in San Diego. Not a bad place to be as against the doctor's waiting room. Let's take one more break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at
851-9499. I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going here with Paul Muratkhan, Senior Vice President of Government Relations for the Vegas Chamber, Jesse Wadhams, partner with Black & Wadhams, Attorneys at Law, and Mike Draper of Agentum Partners. Fascinating news coming out of Las Vegas and talked about initially on this program back in December when we taped at the Las Vegas Chamber. Steve Hill and the Convention Authority purchasing the monorail, and that opens up the door for the expansion of the Boring Company, which Steve talked about back in December, all over the Las Vegas Valley. What are you hearing in terms of response to this, Paul?
Thanks, Sam. I think it's definitely an interesting idea. I think it makes sense for the LVCVA to explore the option. We've heard some good feedback from folks, and I think the board will definitely be taking that into consideration in the next few weeks and months as they continue to explore the possibility of how they could expand the monorail system and how it could become more integrated in the Las Vegas Valley strip corridor to serve the tourism base. So I think it's a great opportunity for them to explore. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, and the thing that was kind of shocking to me, Jesse, was the realization that the monorail basically only has about 10 years left because they don't make the cars anymore.
Well, no, I saw that. The cars are, you know, heading to the end of their useful life, so they're going to have to be reinvested.
No. They don't make them anymore.
Oh, well, they're going to, well, somebody makes a monorail somewhere.
Disney.
There's a Simpsons episode on this. Anyway. I also didn't realize that there was a franchise agreement of that level that said, okay, on basically the east side of town, you can't
compete.
You can't compete. So I think actually dissolving that, I think, is going to probably jumpstart transportation in Southern Nevada in a very meaningful way.
Now, you represent Las Vegas Sands. Sands was going to get a station on the monorail. That sounds like that's not going to go through. Is that a problem, or are they just saying, hey?
So interestingly enough, this summer I've spent quite a bit of time working on monorail-related projects. In addition to Las Vegas Sands, we also represent the Sahara and the Morello Group, which is also at the north end of the Strip. And the Sahara saw a lot of benefit from the monorail. It significantly affected and impacted their business in both good and bad times. So the fact that the monorail wasn't...
When Life is Beautiful happened, that was huge for the Sahara.
Yep, it was a significant boost for their business. And the fact that the monorail wasn't open this summer, even as Vegas started to reopen, also significantly impacted their business. At the same turn, I think Sands is a destination in and of itself, and I don't know that they obviously it would have been a nice amenity. I don't know it's something that concerned them much that their convention goers and others wouldn't be able to stop at the station at the Sands. It was definitely something that was on the radar, but it was something that was still quite a ways off. And so I think the opportunities presented by the Boring Company and a more integrated transportation system amongst the resort corridor is something that excites both those properties more. In the meantime, I know that we're certainly going to be working to make sure that the Sahara and that north end of the Strip still has that transportation service that really a lot of those properties were just really starting to buy into.
Okay, so I just got one piece of advice for all three of you gentlemen if you want to remain on really good relations with Nevada newsmakers, which is if any of you are going to hook up with Elon Musk, please bring my wife along because she's his biggest fan. So thank you all. Great show. Really appreciate you all being here.
Always great to be here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks,
and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.